Well, my salute to you, graduates. I'm blessed to know of your faith, hard work, and dedication. We need more people like you in America today. If we expect another great awakening and another great revival to come. Now let it begin here, where our beloved country began. And most assuredly, I want you to know that those divine happenings, do you want those? I know I do. Amen. O Lord, let it be. Stand in honor of the reading of God's Word. Stand with me, please. I always appreciate people standing with me instead of standing against me. I'm reading to you from the Atkin King James Version, known as the Bible of the American Revolution. It's known as that because it was commissioned by Congress to be printed in America for all the Revolutionary War soldiers to carry it in their breast pocket close to their hearts. That makes sense, doesn't it? And I like to demonstrate it this way. Saints, draw your swords. I like to know that you're armed and dangerous to the kingdom of darkness. Turn with me, if you would, to 2 Corinthians chapter 3. We'll be looking at several verses there, beginning at verse 11. For if that by which is done away was glorious, much more that which remaineth is glorious. Seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech, and not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which is abolished. But their minds were blinded, for until this day remaineth the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. But even unto the day when Moses is read, the veil is upon their hearts. Nevertheless, when it is small and turned to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Thank you. So, what's next? For you, and you, and you, and you. If you do not know, I know who does. And what is his name? Jesus. Declare it loudly and as often as you can in this fallen and needy world. And I would like to remind you of a song that tells us about what Jesus did and what he says. I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from the sunshine, for its skies may turn to gray. I don't worry o'er the future, for I know what Jesus said. And today I'll walk beside him, For he knows what is ahead. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. So why am I here dressed like this? Because my wife dressed me like that. And you can see she dresses funny like I do. Or maybe it's because Pastor Nelson asked me to come like this. But actually, I'm dressed like this because I want to remind every one of you graduates and all of you that are here attending about America's founding as a constitutional republic built upon the Bible precepts, the original intent. So what's next? According to statistics, over the last century, America has lost track of wisdom words such as, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. Those who do walk in the counsel of the ungodly will soon be standing in the way of the sinners, and before long will be seated with the contemptuous and scornful, and we see that, and of course that's what we're told in Psalm chapter 1. In selecting men for office, let principle be your guide. Regard not the particular sect or denomination of the candidate. Look to his character. That was said by Noah Webster in 1789. As one small candle may light a thousand, so the light here kindled hath shone to many. Yea, in some sort to our whole nation. Let the glorious name of Jehovah have all the praise, Governor William Bradford of Plymouth Plantation. The aim of every political constitution is, or ought to be, first to obtain for rulers men who possess most wisdom to discern and most virtue to pursue the common good of the society. And in the next place, to take the most effectual precautions for keeping them virtuous whilst they may continue to hold their public trust. James Madison, 1788. Americans wrested the right to liberty, for example, self-government, from tyrants and oligarchs and kings by invoking against their power and authority the superior power and authority of God. In doing so, we assumed ourselves to be subject to his will. We portrayed ourselves willing to abide by his law, especially in respect to all these activities which are subject, in some degree, to our deliberation and choice. Arbitrary power is most easily established on the ruins of liberty abused to licentiousness, George Washington, 1753. He has shown thee, O man, what is good, and what the Lord requires of thee, but to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God. Time is short, hell is hot, eternity is long. Pray for laborers in the fields and already white unto harvest. Be one of those laborers. A new poll concerning the political leanings of the next generation of leaders found 31% of millennials identify as democratic socialist or socialist, while 40% of men in that age group say the same. Our country is in danger. But not to be despaired of, our enemies are numerous and powerful, but we have many friends. Determining to be free, and heaven and earth will aid the resolution. On you depend the fortunes of America. You are to decide the important question on which rests the happiness and liberty of millions yet unborn. Act worthy of yourselves. Dr. Joseph Warren, 1775, who died at Bunker Hill. To survive in this world, you must care less about discouraging encounters. Set aside the trivial things that irk us every day. Do your best, and in the common vernacular, don't sweat the rest. He has made the earth by his power. He has established the world by his wisdom, and has stretched out the heavens at his discretion. Jeremiah 10:12. The measure of a leader is not the number of people who serve him, but the number of people he serves. That from Pastor John Maxwell. Your integrity is the most important asset that you have. There is but one straight course, and that is to seek truth and pursue it steadily. George Washington, 1795. America's constitutional republic is the only successful strategy of liberty that has ever been carried out in the history of mankind. That from historian Marshall Foster. So what's next? Listen carefully. The greatest opportunity for the Christian and the Christian church in our country and throughout the world is huge. Say that with me. It's huge right now. Now, America is entering an era that will test the mettle of every man and woman in this land. Charles Spurgeon said, "Trials teach us what we are. They dig up the soil and let us see what we are made of. As followers of Christ, what we are made of rests solely in the one who has saved us." The malaise, indifferent attitude, and laziness of many is an open door for the gospel. The gospel of Christ to shine brightly in the darkness. We will not curse the darkness. We will light a light. Amen.
Amen.
Now, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Matthew 5:15 and 5:16. Looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. Titus 2:13 and 14. So, what's next, honorable graduates of the Bible Institute? Finish your dessert, get your certificate, take it home, frame it, and display it on the wall? No. I don't think that's all there is to do. Now, I close now with this last challenging exhortation. And I believe I've come and done what I came here to do. For if you remain completely silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place, but you and your father's house will perish. Yet who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this? And you recognize those words that Mordecai said to Esther in Esther chapter 4, verse 14. And I declare this to you, from the bottom of my heart, I will have no other king but King Jesus. What about you?